Full Works pre-game interview.
Yesterday, we revealed exclusively on Carrick Footy that Rory Nicol would be taking over as the coach of the Geelong West Giants. GD for now outfit, and he's been good enough to join us thanks to Pool Works in the Carrick van. Rules, great to see you again.
You too, mate. It's been a while.
It has been a while. How did you end up with the Geelong West GDFNL coaching role?
Yeah, good question.
We don't ask bad ones here.
No, I realise that. Always tune in. AJ is a friend of mine. I know his dad well from the Newcombe days. He's been in contact with me for a short period of time, maybe a year or so, and I've tried to sort of help and, in his situation, and the timing hasn't been right for me, just through building a house and some business things and the kids, so I sort of, their flexibility in my parenting commitments sort of worked for me, so here I am.
Fantastic. When did it become really apparent that this was going to be your job?
Not that long ago, mate, so I'm sort of still
Are we talking about 48 hours?
Yeah, not even, I reckon. So my head's still spinning a bit, so that's why I was half reluctant to jump in the van with you. But but it was a bit of anxiety yesterday that I made the commitment. But today I woke up with a bit of excitement, to be honest, and I know that the job looks difficult. They're sitting on bottom of the ladder, but just in the chats I've had with AJ and Chris Wilkie, there's a platform there that's ready to go up, I think, pretty quickly. So, and the list is quite young. So, a lot of young kids that are very green that I think I could mould and help teach them, a good brand of footy and get them fit and give them some direction. I think I can have a pretty big impact straight away.
Do you draw any comparisons on when you took the Newcombe job at the start of 2016 when they'd gone winless for 2 years?
No, not really. I mean, ladder position, yes, it's from afar, it looks like that, but Newcombe financially were light on, not a lot of juniors really. I had to go backwards to go forwards at Newcombe, I thought, to sort of clean out people that weren't going in the right direction. I suppose my conversations to them were, you're either part of the problem or part of the solution, you know what I mean? So we had to go backwards and then build from there and change culture. But one of the conversations I had with AJ, one of the guys in the leadership group, they spoke about some players potentially coming down from Melbourne, and one of the guys in the leadership group said, just make sure they're good people. So, which is a philosophy of mine as well. So good people first, and if they can play football, that's a bonus. So that sort of resonated with me, that they already have a policy where they want to be good people. So that's already laid, I guess, and they're protective of that as a playing group. So I was impressed by that and their mindset. I think they just, they need some stability and direction and a modern game plan and some fitness. So I feel, with what they've already got, I think I can improve them quite a bit. And they also got some, some points room where we can add to that, some specific players to, again, elevate that as well. So I think that's exciting and an opportunity.
Just before I throw you to Jace, I have been given a look at next year's points. You've been given 46, but I suspect you're probably going to ask for more as a club.
Is that your question, Jace?
Was it your question? No, I just want to know how he knows this sort of stuff before, clubs and stuff.
I think he knew I was coaching West before I did. To be honest, I don't know how it works.
We all knew that, Rory, but that's another story. That's unbelievable, Kingy. How many points have I got next year? Do you know what's happening?
I have the Bellarine and the GD documents.
Listen to him. All right. All right, we got 46, so good
46.
Luck with that, Rory. That'll be good.
I'm sure Chris Wickley's all over that, so I'll leave that in his capable hands.
You might not be able to answer this yet, but what's the relationship you think might be between the GFL and the GD side of things in terms of,
yeah.
I mean, we've seen, like, Jackson Collins, for example, has been a player who moved from the GFL to the GD.
Yep.
Some sort of relationship there, and also, what's that look like from a training development perspective?
Yeah, I spoke to Buddha yesterday for about half hour, and we sort of...
Did you get a word in?
No, I'm pretty good at it too, so between the two of us, there's a lot of gas bags. But I think it's been probably a little bit of separation.
Yep.
Just being external. So we sort of had a chat about, if I prosper, he prospers, and vice versa. So we're pretty, just in this short time, he hasn't been in the seat for long either, but we want to be united and one club and take kids coming out of the under-18s on an individual basis on what we think they're capable of in their first year out of under-18s. Does it look like they stay with me for a year and then maybe another pre-season with Buddha, or there might be some guys that would benefit coming back to me for a year and they might need to put on some size or whatever the case may be. So we'll look at every case, every footballer as they come out, and try and support the playing group that way, which is, I guess, externally enticing for a young kid that wants to cut their teeth and go through the ranks and be developed. I don't think I'm going to be coaching the third side, so to speak. Mm. We're not going to be running it that way, but I think everyone's pretty excited for Buddha and I to gel and really get both lists going in the same direction, having that unity, I think. And that's honestly a strength, you know. Like, I think... Mm. I think when you look at the situation when they did merge externally, other clubs would have been going, Jesus, you know, this is going to be a real concern of us, but it's just been untapped, I reckon. So I think Buddha and I working together is going to be great and a real benefit for both
because
GDFL and GFL.
Numbers, facilities,
yep.
the whole thing's here.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
It's ready to go.
Yeah,
like it's, as you said before, it's not Newcombe circa 2016. It's like there's money in the bank, the ground's fantastic, there's a new building, the players are here. Ready to go.
Yeah, well, I suppose my situation with coaching was Newcombe, which I sort of laid a foundation and get some respect back in the competition, and Queenscliff was quite young, so played a lot of kids that were still eligible for under-18s to get a platform there for the next coach. So both my jobs have been probably building for the next coach, but even though we are bottom of the ladder, I feel I can come in and coach some finals.
Thanks to Pool Works, got a dirty pool or spa. Speaking with new Geelong West GDFNL coach Rory Nicol on Carrick Footy, he's Matty Dowling.
Rory, when you're taking on a job like this and your new coach coming in here, everybody's always interested in what your philosophy is as a coach. What's yours?
One of the guys in the leadership group hit the nail on the head. You've got to be people, good people first and foremost, and... they've proved that just in the morning that I've been here, being introduced to everybody. So that's important. Paul Roos said when he went to Melbourne, surround yourself with good people and good things will happen. So that's important to me. The way we play football, I'm really big on being hard and tough. So that's the Geelong West you'll see. Nice and hard at the contest. Defending the ground nice and small and making the ground big when we've got the ball. So I haven't watched them play or anything like that. So there's a bit to play with. But I'm all about good people and putting time into them and getting those young kids to make the commitment and seeing them develop and get the best out of them. Also, my philosophy is I coach a person, not the player, so really getting to know them personally and drawing on that to get the best out of them.
Rory, really appreciate your time. Birchie, did you have anything you wanted to fire in with?
I just wanted to add in to that also. So a coach taking on a team for the first time, you've probably got 100 different things running through your head about, I'd love to do this. How do you sit down and map all that out? Like, what would be the starting point for you in any of those? Obviously, rapport is huge. You just mentioned that. How do you go about actually, putting it all together and a starting point?
Yeah, well, the starting point, obviously, this morning, just having a look at the facilities and meeting some people. Tuesday night, I'll meet the players. I'll meet the leadership group before that, get the ball rolling there. They've already, Stu Goddard, he's a strength and conditioning coach, so I've just got his number, so I'll make contact with him and have a chat about what pre-season looks like. But probably between now and Christmas is about just getting to know the group and then slowly adding some layers to a game plan, getting them fit, getting them invested in the program and going from there. I remember presenting to Newcombe on what I wanted the game plan to look like. I'd left Werribee and I had, all this in place before I even took the game on. And that's just probably just immaturity and not having coached senior footy before. So the art of coaching is understanding what your playing group can actually do and putting that into place. And so that just takes time with watching them training and adding layers as we go. Once they tick off one step, get to that point and add another layer. So what that looks like in round one, I don't know how far we'll get, but just baby steps, and you sort of tend to a little bit make it up as you go, to be honest. You can have everything planned, but the more you plan, the more that can go wrong, right?
Rory, congratulations.
Thanks, Kingy. Good to talk to you.
Likewise, we wish you the best of luck.
No worries.
Look forward to following your progress with much interest over the next couple of years.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Rory Nicol joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to Pool Works, the new coach of Geelong West GDFNL.
K-Rock Football! Pool Works pre-game interview.